Guess what happened to me today? No, didn't I get a girlfriend, Dad? But I won't step away from getting one. Mary Beth waved at me. What do you mean that doesn't mean anything? Mary Beth is the hottest girl in school and she acknowledged my assistance. And waving obviously means that she likes me. Oh, so waving doesn't mean she likes me that way? She just probably likes me as a friend? Okay, I guess that I might have misread the situation. Talk about meeting people. I was wondering how you and Mom met. No, Mom did not put me up to this. I just thought if you remember the good times you and Mom had, you guys would stop fighting. Yes, I know that you guys fight. You do not do a great job of hiding it. Every night I hear you guys and I stay up frightened, thinking that you guys are going to get a divorce. But I know they're just crazy talk. Right? Wait, no, don't tell me. You guys are planning to get a divorce? When were you going to plan to tell me? When the time was right? So you were going to take me to the movies or amusement park or something dumb like that and tell me then? You shouldn't have been honest with me from the beginning. You don't love her? But she is my mom. You know, the person who you've been married to for the past 20 years? I heard that marriages go through rough patches. Maybe this is just your marriage's rough patch, and eventually you will rekindle your love. So you're not going to even try? Those 20 years of watching me grow up, watching our family form is just nothing to you? Do not let this marriage fail. I will not let this marriage fail. If you're not going to do it for her, then do it for me. Your only son. The person who you changed your diapers. The person who you taught how to catch a ball. The person who you bought a car for. Mom's the one asking for the divorce? Why is she the one asking for the divorce? You cheated on Mom? How could you do that to her? You have single-handedly teared a whole family apart. Just for a piece of side action? I looked up to you, Dad. I thought that you were the best person in the world, not capable of hurting no one. I was obviously wrong about you. You're nothing but a piece of shit who left my mom for a whore. No, I will continue using this tone with you, and you're not going to listen. Now you're leaving? Because you're not mad enough to face your problems? If you walk out that door, Dad, you will lose me forever. He actually left. What does this mean for the family? I didn't mean some of the things I said. I was just angry at him. He left us, though. He had the nerve to leave us. There is no going back now, I guess. I lost my dad, the person who was supposed to be there for me. I should not have pushed it so far.